Blog Talk Radio.
Kids don't sleep, but what's lots of beans. So take mine, nah, but you can take nine. For show, slow, one at a time. I'm one of a kind in every line of every rhyme. Designed to replace hard times with the length of line. True to what's mine, and true to my grind. And truly you find, I'm truly divine. Seen a lot of crime, so I gotta climb and elevate my mind to a state that's refined and shine. I make moves to make money and make moves to make money. The more moves, the more money. I make moves to make money and make moves. Money, the more moves, the more money. I make moves to make money and make moves to make money. The more moves, the more money. I make moves to make money and make moves to make money. The more moves, the more money. Conceptualize, cool your cautious, remorseless, and cautious. Break bread with forces, positive and negative forces, forces. This metamorphic, cocomorphic. Catch big moves and forfeit, I scorch it. I'm a concept cannibal, an inflammable animal. My thoughts confuse you more than my grammar do. My thoughts are more used in state blues and penitentiary. I stay struck, dude. I construct moves wholeheartedly. Cause poverty, I was forced to live it. My thoughts are vivid. My past, I was tortured with it. But rose above it. You gotta love it. I make moves to make money and make moves to make money. The more moves, the more money. I make moves to make money and make moves to make money. The more moves, the more money. I make moves to make money and make moves. To make money, the more moves, the more money. I make moves to make money and make moves to make money. The more moves, the more money.
Welcome to the Mosaic Show with Flava in LA. We are coming to you live out of the Pacific Northwest and excited to be here and to share with you this morning. It's only 11 o'clock our time. I know some of you are out there on the East Coast where it's already afternoon. But we appreciate all of you tuning in, to those in the chat room, to those listening to us live, and to those that come back and listen to the archives. We invite you to call in and share this time with LA and I. The number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to throw a topic out there. I didn't discuss this with LA, but I'm going to throw a topic out there of what motivates you. We're in 2010 now, and it's time to, you know, to make things happen. So I'm going to share a little bit about what motivates me. I'm sure I can get LA to share what motivates him, and we want to hear from you. 347-857-1189. LA, are you there?
I'm here in the flesh, in the voice. Hey, 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 what's happening, world? What's popping? Hope everybody had a wonderful body and a wonderful new year and whatnot. Sorry we couldn't come to you last Wednesday, but, you know, we here today, and we're trying to bring it to you like we only way we know how, and that's, you know, 100% real. That's what we do. But that's all for right now. What's going on, Flavor? What's popping? What's popping in your world? You know, we had a wonderful meet yesterday.
I had to make me some coffee. Yeah. I was, you know, a little sluggish this morning. Had my oatmeal, but, you know, before the show started, I had to make me some coffee, so I got my vanilla and caramel creamer going on. It's not as good as what I can make with my espresso machine, but, hey, you know, what can I say?
Hey, we had to listen. I know about that espresso machine, you know. Had to take Flavor down to her little stories this past week and help her get some of her little things out. So, you know, I know what she's talking about as far as the espresso machine is concerned. You know, but, yeah, I went kind of against the grain too this morning, Flavor. Wife fixed me a cup of coffee, you know. I don't normally do the cup of Joe, but some kind of, for some reason today I bowed down and I had me a cup, so, you know.
Uh-oh.
Lil pick me up, you know. You know, me, I had to put by the, you know, about a half a pound of sugar up in my coffee. You know, I gotta have sweet.
I understand, but you know, if I had my I had my machine going, I could make you a good cup. You'd become a coffee drinker after that.
I don't know. But the wife, she is a dedicated coffee drinker. I mean, let me tell you, you and her probably could come together and make some. I think it's all about the coconut syrup. I mean, that must be the thing, you know. Everybody be talking about the coconut syrup.
No, I can't do the coconut. I had to keep coconut syrup because, you know, my man Bill up the street from Flavor Coffee House, you know, he had to do the coconut breves. I can't do the coconut syrup, though. If I did that, it had to just be a little bit with some chocolate or something, and I'm not really big on chocolate coffee, but... For those of you that don't know, I owned a coffee house for 5 years, and that's kind of how I became Lady Flava. So I've made a decision after having my equipment in storage to sell it. And so L.A. helped me go get my espresso machine and grinders out of storage, and he got on me bad because one of my grinders actually still has beans in it.
So it still had beans in it, man. I know how fresh they was. The dude, Wild Valdez, wouldn't have been proud of that.
The beans probably got spiders in them and everything.
Clay, look like we have a...
okay, caller. Okay. Okay, we'll see if this caller wants to say anything.
Oh, man.
Caller from the 803, you're on the show with Flava in L.A. Did you want to talk, or are you just listening? Caller from the 803, are you just listening, or did you want to come on the air with Flava in L.A.?
Oh, is that me?
Is that Hello? You?
Oh, yeah. A very good yes, it is. How's everybody?
How are you?
That's good.
Oh, I'm doing all right. And you know what? There's nothing like a good cup of coffee in the morning. our morning starts off way before y'all's do. So, you know,
yeah.
I done had about two or three. And my day wouldn't be any good without it. You know what I mean?
So does the coffee help you write poetry?
Actually, it does. Late at night when, you know, after the day is gone, it's about like 10:30, you know, I've been worn out by, you know, the craziness of the day. So I sit down, turn off the internet, and get on my Microsoft works, you know, and I just feel like I write a sentence. And then I said, dog, I don't have anything else to go with it. So I go over to the little $19, $20 coffee maker, fill it up, and see, I got to get that Colombian coffee, you know what I'm saying, with that good smell at night. And I light my scented candles, right?
Oh,
and I put on some nice jazz, you know, and said, now what do I want to talk about? And that's basically the way I starts off.
Okay.
And sometimes when I get in a, sometimes I get in a trance, and I might write until about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And that's what it does. Oh yeah, that coffee's a monster. I don't care what nobody say. It keeps you sharp.
Okay.
Because a lot of times I'm not an author that can read, you know, something I wrote just right then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what I'm trying to say and everything. But like 2 days later, I'll go back to it. And I'm like, dog, did I write that? No, what was I on? You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, wow, I didn't write that. I couldn't have wrote that. I'm not that smart.
Okay.
But basically, yeah, you got to have that coffee now. I don't care what nobody says.
The power of the coffee bean. No, you're right.
So, L.A., this is Verbal Skills. He's out of South Carolina, correct?
Okay.
That would be correct.
okay. Man, Carolina must be the hotbed of poetry, huh?
Man. Oh, well, I tell you what. The second Tuesday of each month down at the Art Bar in Columbia, South Carolina, located on Park Street, Max Parfus and a bunch of other poets come together and they stream it over the internet. And it's called Sessions Live. And, man, if you ever been at one of those functions, man, there's a lot of love. It gets crazy in there. I mean, from my boy John Odom, a.k.a. known as Othello, you got Mr. Fantastic, you got, well, you know, Max is there, Spirit, Tribal Rain, and Jennifer, his messenger. You know, there's a whole crew down in Miss Lyric, she be down there. I mean, it's fantastic, man. As a matter of fact, I met Giovanni Marcel over there.
Oh, very
I met a
cool.
host of great poets, and there is so much love in that one little spot. Mm-hmm. And each Tuesday night, the second Tuesday of each month, they be doing it, man. They really be doing it, and it's a lot of fun. Well, that's where I started my spoken word at, unbeknownst to me. But that's just all right.
Remember when Max came on the show, L.A., and he did Rise Up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who he's talking about. It's Max's live stream show.
Because he was telling me because it was a couple different stream people he was using. He was trying to find that right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Label, we gonna have to try to twerk something and get some of that South Carolina talent up here for
I know it. Well, you know, one of these Flavor News venues that we go and put together, we will definitely have to try to arrange to see who we can get up here to come to Seattle.
Most definitely. We got to get some of
that. Y'all up in Seattle, that's the great Northwest.
Yeah, way up here in the corner.
Have you ever
where
been
it always
of?
Rains, huh?
Oh, you know what? There's not as much rain as we're known for.
It's that liquid sunshine.
Yeah.
That's what we call it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever been out here?
Unfortunately, no. The furthest I've gotten in that direction may have been Oregon. In the Portland area, Eugene and all up in there. I never made it up to Seattle.
Well, it's only 3 hours away from us. Well, you know what, Verbal Skills? I'm getting ready to turn 50 years old in July.
Uh-oh.
We're putting on a showcase, you know, with hip-hop and spoken words, you know, so you ought to come to Seattle for my 50th birthday.
Wow. And you know what? When you turn 50... it's like you're going to be born again.
I believe it because I'm already feeling like I'm about to give birth to myself.
But it's a great feeling. You're going to have a great sense of accomplishment. And then when people come to you with that BS, you're going to be amazed what you tell some of those people unequivocally. And you're going to be like, yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
I see the transformation coming now. Verbal, I can't get that with her. I'm telling you, it's scary. I'm telling
She's
you.
She's coming out with it now, huh?
Hey, we creating a monster over here, let me tell you.
Well, we need monsters, man. We need monsters. I'm telling you, man.
She's
we need monsters.
She's coming out of that roly-poly shell, let me tell you.
Is that what I'm coming out of?
Coming out of it, I'm telling you.
I know. I'm so verbal. I'm such a pushover. I'm such like this mama, and I want to take care of everybody. And you know, I just you know sometimes people pull the wool over my eyes. You know, so,
I don't
you know,
even believe that. I've seen
some people,
you write.
Some
I've seen
people
your
are
writing.
Like,
no, mm-hmm. I don't believe that.
Well, people say that, you know, my kids are like, you know, they don't, they think that I help too many people. They say, you know, not everybody deserving mama or, you know, I, you know, I put my extend myself for certain artists and this and that, and it's just, you know, it's not necessarily appreciated or whatever. So, you know, I'm learning to get a little bit wiser and more selective in who I extend myself out there to. But, you know, this is just something I have a passion for, so it's always going to be in me. But I think you're right. I think that, you know, I'm just going to be, you know, I'll be able to weed through, like you said, the bullshit and know what's real and what's not.
Well, you're going to love it. I'm going to tell you, when I turned 50, oh, man, people could not stand me because I was always blunt anyway. But then it was like, hey, man, can you come? No, I ain't doing that. No. Why not? Because I said no. What, you need to go to school to learn what no means? Oh, it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's really going to be fun. Can I also say something?
Of course.
We were talking about Max Parthas, and he is organizing a national movement on March 4th to protest the corporations, the private corporation, and the institutionalizing of our youth. And he would like to see people participate by going to your local jail and set up a venue and have, like, you know, rallies in front of these prisons and jails to let the people know that we're not going to take it anymore. And we see, you know, what they're doing, how the private corporations come in, barter, you know, people lives, basically turning them into slaves. And he's going to do that on March 4th. I lost the chat room. I don't know if he's in there or not, but, you know, being part of a movement like that, we have to remember, you know, what it was like. Well, I'm old enough to remember what it's like to be marching, you know, when we see things that, you know, shouldn't be, and we didn't let it be because it was unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And being a history and political science major in college, I never saw where private individuals could incarcerate other individuals against their will and against their constitutional right. I believe they call that kidnapping, but what do I know? That was a long time ago when I was in college. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Well, I work with at-risk youth. I don't know if you're aware of that. I work with that risk homeless youth, and you know, and I agree, there's a different way that we can go about, you know, dealing with the situations that cause the youth to be put in positions where they, you know, do get locked up. You know, some of them, okay, you know, maybe the crime is fitting, but there's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it starts at home. You know, and,
okay,
you know, at what point do we make the person who becomes the sperm donor or the birth mother, you know, responsible? You know, so many of these kids are coming up without that type of role model and that parent figure in their lives that teaches them and mentors and represents a certain type of person for them, you know, to know, you know, the true meaning of what right and wrong is. And these days it seems like there's so many multiple definitions of what people consider right and wrong. So I do agree that there needs to be a different approach, you know, to how we especially deal with our youth. You know, you put that label on them when they're young, it stays with them the rest of their life. And we don't give them that opportunity to overcome a bad decision that they've made. You know, so, yeah, I totally, totally agree with that. I'm going to, I hope you'll stay on the line, verbal skills, because I want to ask you, you know, my question of the day, what motivates you? But before that, I want to play Flavor News and the Mosaic Show's theme song for 2010.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be right here.
All righty. So I'm gonna play it this time, L.A. This is Flava News and the Mosaic Show theme song called I Love My Life by Black Stacks out of Seattle, Washington.
Yeah. love. He was absent at best. He had a hard time loving me. I hope he never feels how that felt. But he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never, ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
That was Miss Felicia Loud of Black Sax, an amazing, amazing group right out of the Pacific Northwest. For those of you that are just tuning in, you are listening live to The Mosaic Show with Flava in L.A. Our call-in number is 347-857-1189, and we are also live on the air with Mr. Verbal Skills out of South Carolina. So what you think of that song, Verbal?
Wow. That made me just want to, like, rock back and forth a little bit, you know. And I even took my pillow, you know, and held it a little tight and just rocked back and forth. That's a very nice song. She is hot.
That's what's up.
And if y'all know her, you know, tell her that's nice.
Well, you know, if you come to Seattle in July for my 50th birthday, she's going to sing happy birthday to me.
Is that right?
She don't know it yet, but yes, she will.
That's what's
wow. Sounds like you're going to have a real good party there, girl.
I am. You just don't know. I am so, so excited about turning 50.
Motivating you this year?
I'll start it out about what's motivating me. I think that, you know, I'm at a point where my children are grown, you know, so I'm a grandma. So I don't have to worry about the child rearing stage of my adult children yet. You know, I never stopped playing mama. But, you know, I have this kind of like a freedom. I've always kind of been a free spirit. I don't like to be confined to a certain type of box, you know. And so I've never really fit into one. And I've kind of always bucked the system, you know, when I've worked for myself. Because I would always see something like, you know what, you really could be doing this different. When I opened up my coffee house in 2003, it was scary. It was so very scary. And it was a struggle. You know, I lost a home behind it and this and that. And, you know, and the financial world went down the drain, you know, behind trying to be a small business owner. You know, but I created something really special. And so do I regret that I built Flava? Of course not, because, you know, I would have never became Lady Flava. I would have never become introduced and involved in the arts community in Seattle if I hadn't done it.
Wow.
So that kind of was like my stepping stone, you know. And then in June of 2008, I closed Flava. You know, but while under the umbrella of my coffee house, I had already established Flava News. And so as I transitioned from having an actual business, I moved into just going full blast online, you know, supporting such a variety of artists that one day my mentor came to me and she was like, you know, Susan, you've really branded yourself well, not only here in Seattle, but across the United States and, you know, and branching out across the globe, that people know your name. You know, it's time for you to start making money from what you do, because what you do clearly is of value. So, you know, it kind of is like moving in a direction, still being supportive, still being, you know, the artist cheerleader, but, you know, really making some moves where doors can open up, you know, for artists, doors can open up for Flava News and what we want to do, and just, you know, creating a solid team and, you know, a solid product to be able to provide quality services and quality events and information and all of that to people. So I have to say, you know, what motivates me as the artist, what motivates me is my children, you know, and, you know, them not giving up on their mom who doesn't do things the conventional ways, to, you know, what motivates me is L.A. You know, God couldn't have blessed me with a better business partner, you know, because, you know, he keeps me focused. He keeps me there. And, you know, I give him a hard time all the time about being bossy, but, you know, he has truly, truly enhanced my life since he came into it. So, yeah, that's what motivates
me.
May I ask
you another question, Dan?
Okay.
What is your vision for Flava?
Well, I think with Flava is just really, you know, we're in the Pacific Northwest. We're in Seattle. So we're kind of not really tapped into like the other parts of the United States. We've got such amazing talents, just like you heard Felicia Lout, you know. She's been singing for, you know, for years and stuff, and just wanting to be able to introduce artists to other listeners, to other fan base, to, you know, to expand their horizons from just being right here or, you know, wherever the artist is that we're doing. So, you know, the vision is just to be able to connect with some good people or organizations around the globe to open up the doors so that we can share with each other of, you know, the different artists, just like yourself. You know, it's just like, you know, you're out in South Carolina. We want to get you to Seattle, you know, so the vision
is... Well, if I start walking now, I might be there in July. Lewis and Clark made it in about three... They made it in about 3 months.
You know, but it's... But it's, you know, it's like L.A. and Michael, our other partner, you know, we were sitting and talking, and, you know, as I know you would agree, a lot of the issues for independent artists, you know, is the lack of finance, you know, on top of the fact of, you know, a strong network, you know, team and all of that. So, you know, we want to also be able to find a way to put together a financial foundation that, artists can have access to help complete projects. And so, you know, the goal is that, you know, we're going to be putting together some events, some different products and art to sell to make money. But what we're doing is not to make money for us as individuals. This money is, you know, to go right back into finding ways and opening doors to support all of you. You know, so that's kind of the ultimate goal of what we're wanting to do. So
that sounds great, and such a vision, and I can see where they can motivate you tremendously, along with your 50th birthday coming up. And I must say, I really must say, people like you on out there on the West Coast and people like what, Match, Tribal, The New World Order, Flavor News. Artists like us need y'all. Because really, without the internet, it wouldn't be much of an outlet for us.
Yeah. Right?
Because the major people at play wouldn't allow us. And it's so good to see so many talented people across the internet. It's crazy. It's mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I started out on Yahoo 360, trying to do my thing, trying to figure out, well, Rick, you've been writing all these years. Let's see what the world's thinking. It was kind of scary putting my first piece out there. And then when people love it, I'll say, oh, maybe I do got some skills. And it took off from there. But without that outlet, I'd still be Rick Harris instead of Verbal Skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love Verbal Skills. Y'all should meet him one day.
Well, you know,
hey,
we're inviting Verbal Skills to Seattle, you know, on July 10th.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to go to Walmart tomorrow and give me about 3 pairs of good walking boots, right? And I'll be out there. Like I said, I could make, if Lewis and Clark can make it out there in about 2.5 months, I think I can make it out there sooner.
You're funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I always did want to see Mount Rainier. That's one of the places I've always wanted to go see, Mount Rainier.
Okay, so we're going to make that happen, Verbal. Since you done put it out there, and like I say, with Flavor and myself, you know, I'm a visionary, and I like to make things happen, and I'm real, you know, when I say trying to get you out here and try maybe do a showcase, I really mean that. So we're not just blowing.
That's right. Kids. Walmart has those 10 boots on sale for $59.95.
You are a man.
I love it. So explain, I'm going to get into this one cut real quick. I'll let Verbal stays on, but I want to play this one of the cuts that you was kind of like the struggle.
Okay.
So this
is this, before you play, is this some more of that Northwest talent?
Yeah, some more Northwest talent.
Oh, well, cheer me on.
Okay.
I'm loving it.
Okay, this is Struggle from Jace E. Cage off of the LP, Red Scribe Pages. Here we go, Struggle.
He struggled for life.
With intention, like henchmen and reverends, craft the craftsman with love of the craft, like black folks love shaft, and the king loves his staff, graph movement, can't no project be stagnant, two footprints of peace, that runs through your dome piece, megahertz hurts like laughing first verse, it's more smash mouth than cash mouth, with the tail, scrap iron hell, ill wit, known on the underside of shit, long skeleton ritual includes intoxication. Fit to abomination, masquerade like a lobby, fuck a hobby, every sentence is full of deliverance, leaf score marks and vocal hearts, to point like a point of a joint, Odun consumes, lyrically tactical, like agony and ecstasy, one thought builds, one thought kills, one thought fulfills, one thought kills. Listen in the name of the christening, worldwide the lads, conducted for comrades and bags, enlightened, in the attic off the heightened, odd sparrow, narrowly escaped the surface that was scraped, got plans to make the scene a little more green, and less Geraldine, dynamic and dramatic, similar to a cop's fire, sporadic but automatic, it's straight line through my people's bloodline, it's straight line through my people's bloodline.
Because
Yes, yes, that was Silent Lambs Project's own J.E. Cage with Struggle off of the LP Red Scribe Pages. One of Flavor's favorites, of course.
Well, wow. I got to sit in his presence yesterday. He'll be at my birthday party too.
Flavor, it would be easier to tell us who's not going to be there.
We plan on Verbal Skills from South Carolina to be there. We plan on Wisdom Supreme from Bronx, New York. You know, Eric Moore from Atlanta. You know, who else should we put in there? Quiet Storm from Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, Spike Spielberg from, you know, North Carolina. You know, we'll get Lady Blue from Pennsylvania.
Who's who?
Max Partha's Tribal Rain from South Carolina. You know, Lyrical Disciple from South Carolina. You know,
wow.
We'll get everybody out here, okay? We're just going to put it out there to the universe, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Jazzy Blue says she's going to come from Iowa. Is Iowa where Jazzy Blues is? She says she's going to try to come. So, you know, we're just going to put it out to the universe. Everybody's welcome. I'm so excited. You know, I'm going to be 50 years old in July. I'm so excited. I want everybody here. Everybody. We got the venue already. You know, we're working on the lineup of who's going to perform. Shoot, all the artists come out here. Everybody get to shine. We're going to make a video of it.
It'll be lovely. It's going to be lovely. That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be a lot of fire and brimstone up in that venue. Wow.
For real.
Did you hear the name she just named?
She dropped a lot. She dropped some heavy hitters.
My name is Booted. I'm not even, thank you for even mentioning my name among those people. Wow.
We just still put it out there to the universe. You know what I mean? I'm excited. Huh?
So, Verbal, do you have a website or anything that people could go and check out any of your material at or anything like that?
Oh, yes. I'm getting ready to post some new material. I've been working on this a week. As a matter of fact, I just posted a couple things up on Reverb Nation. I'm also on the New Word Order. And, of course, I'm on Facebook. It's Rick Harris, and you'll see my stuff up there. You'll see all my intricate updates. And if you go to my notes, you would definitely see some pieces, and they range from the macabre to the sensual to the political. You know, as a writer, I feel like I need to show my readers that I am a true writer. And that if they read anything from me, they can get the message from it and learn something. And that's motivating me. Because since I put my book has came out. Well, my book has been out. I'm getting ready to release my first novel, which is incoming, and it should be due, and it should be out in the middle of February. But what I'm saying is, since people have read my works, and they expect a certain level, they expect something of me, and I try to keep giving that to them and more, which only improves me as a writer and a spoken word artist as well. But I have a lot of work to do in both, and I thank everybody who's been supporting me. This last year has been fantastic. And with 2010 getting underway, with all these venues coming alive, what Max is doing across the nation, what y'all doing up in the Northwest, and we have other people, you know, doing the same thing on BTR and other places across the internet. You know, it's wonderful, man. I'm loving it. I should have did this like when I was like 3.
Yep. So then,
is this what motivates you then, Verbal?
What motivates me, and I didn't quite know it, if I may, I was working as a forklift operator. I was the lead forklift operator on a lumber yard, which preserves lumber. Well, they laid everybody off, and they sent me to another plant to see if I wanted to move down to Alabama where this plant was. Well, that don't mean any harm to the people in Alabama, but it was too far from everything. I had to travel 40 miles to work every day if I would accept that position, and I couldn't do that. So on the way driving back, I said, Lord, here I am. I'm 52 years old, done lost another job. What am I going to do? And a voice came to my head and said, Rick, you know that book you supposed to have been writing 2 years ago? Write your book. I'll never forget that. And since then, I came back home. I got my head together, and my clouds have wings is the product of that. And I'm going to tell y'all, when I held that book in my hand, I cried for 3 days. Because, as you know, there are people who always want to doubt you and let you know that you can't rise up. They don't want you to rise up. And I had a lot of people who told me that. And when I held that book in my hand, and when I held that book in my hand that day, and about 15 minutes later, after I said, yay, I got my book, I sold 2 books just like that. And I was, wow. Mm-hmm. That what motivates me when people love the work that I created inside my 2 brain cells. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to give them more. And I tried to write at a level that people who are avid readers can appreciate. Because as a goal, my personal goal as a writer, I have goals where I will write the perfect poem. I will write the perfect novel. And I will write the perfect short story. Those are my goals. So that what motivates me. And to see people, and I started spoken word totally unaware that I was going to be doing spoken word. And I went down to the art bar, and they said, yeah, this guy, come on, man, get up on stage. And I read a couple pieces out of my book, and the people loved it. That's what motivates you as
sure.
an artist. It's almost like we paint canvases of our visions,
yep.
and people come
yep.
by and they say, oh, wow, you know, I didn't know nobody else thought like that. I thought I was the only one.
Yep.
We as artists are the messengers for the rest of the people who do not have that creativity, who cannot look down inside themselves and say, this is what the world needs to know.
Yep.
Because the
yep.
people want it. The yep. people want it, and they need it. And we as messengers, we need to give it to them the best way we can. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's
what... Oh, it totally makes sense.
Totally, 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 totally. And it's so funny, Verbal, because you, when I hear you talk, you say a couple key words, and we have songs that match those key words that you conveying whatever and whatnot. So I don't know if Flavor caught any, but
I did. I was
thinking
of rise up.
There you go. See, we have that we're on the same wavelength. That's why I love that this woman. So Verbal, if it's okay with you, I want to give you a little bit more of this Northwest talent here.
Hey man, cheer me on, because that last piece when I
uh-huh.
heard that little ting, 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 the little guitar. You know what I thought about? I thought about somebody like Captain Ahab on an old raggedy clipper ship coming into the Puget Sound, you know, and he was all thugged out, right? And he was spitting these lyrics, right? And I said, man, that is nice, man. But you know, what can I say? I'm just a writer.
It's beautiful that, you know, you know, somebody, like you said, you was 50, I don't even know your age right now, but just, you know, I know you said 52, but I don't even get into your age, but somebody that could appreciate, you know, appreciate the little things such as that, just the little, you know, the little music and the little tones and whatnot. But that's, and I'm a definitely pass that on to Jason, and I'm sure he's going to be, you know, appreciated.
Well, L.A., it's like this. When you see a nice, a good piece of work crafted by somebody, you have to give it its props. You have to
give it
its props.
Most definitely.
You know, there's music is universal, man. Music is universal. Good music is way beyond that. The only thing I have a problem with is they're putting out a lot of garbage for our kids, the adults. And then what really messes me up, the people who they put it out for, they listen to it.
Yep.
Now, who in the hell want to jump up and down to a fucking song called Chicken Soup? When I heard that song, Chicken Soup, I said, man.
Come on now.
You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to go hawk my television or something, get me a better laptop, and go to, you know, wherever, get my sound gear together, and make me a song. And I'm saying, you know, this is ridiculous. We have to maintain a level of excellence in music. And that last two pieces, in fact, are very good pieces. They're very good pieces. And even at my age, whatever, I have an appreciation, affinity for beauty. I like to think anyway. And when I hear a beautiful song, a beautiful poem, no matter who is by, that inspires me to do better and raise up my game.
That's what's up.
And that's the way we should be instead of bickering among ourselves, you know. We should raise up our game so we can shine. And when we shine, we spread it to somebody else. So somebody else might catch that inspiration. Like Flava said, she catch inspiration from you. And by the same token, I know you catch inspiration from her. And that's what it's all about. We got to rise up, man.
Flava, without further ado, we go into this cut. Another guy that's in the Flava News family goes by the name of LaRue, and this is his, one of his cuts called Rise Up.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so we can fear less. A small body of determined spirits, fired by unquenchable faith in their mission, can alter the course of history. This is for the ones that call me inferior. Said I'd never ever be a part of the interior. Status in the lower class under a superior. Today we on a new path to cause them hysteria. No more imprisonment, we demand justice. Sworn in the leadership, we demand substance. Out with corruption, in with the musket. Either you join in or we cause destruction. Pounce on reflex, bounce out rejects. Look them square in the eyes, you'll never see me sweat. Cause I'm a man first. When I ball a fist and swing it, then these hands hurt. I can be what I wanna be, see what I wanna see. Stand on my own too and seize what's in front of me. For now you kept my eyes shut, but from here on out, all my people rise up. Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggling, all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the cash kits that I sold to late. Rise up, this time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. Black people, white people, Native American.
American, Indian, Spanish, Asian with heritage, Egyptian, Samoan, Jamaican, Caribbean, Middle East citizens, we all the same period. Born in society, spread by variety, structured to be poor and live our life quietly. I ain't with the riffraff, it don't matter where you from. Put your mind to it, you can be the next Donald Trump, be the next Bill Gates, build the next great wall, rise like a pyramid, at this rate we can't fall. Bone crush the media, BS they feeding us, watching us with cameras, cops mistreating us, college don't teach enough, put you on that white line and have you paying loans off your whole entire lifetime. I think it's time we fight back, all together at once, how you like that?
Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggle and all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make it. Rise up, all the caskets that I sold to break. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up.
Each of us are places we have never gone. Only by pressing the limits do you ever find them. It only takes one person to change your life, and that's you. The important thing is this: to be willing at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we can become.
Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggle and all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make it. Rise up, all the caskets that I sold to break. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up.
Alabama,
rise up.
Louisiana,
rise up.
Yes, that was LaRue with Rise Up. Very inspirational.
Wow.
How you love that verbal skill.
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. When he talked about I'm a man first, mm-hmm. and when I swing my fist, they hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I thought about that line? When he swung his fist and they hurt, it didn't hurt because of the impact. It hurt because he had to throw his fist. He had to resort to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me.
He's gonna perform at my birthday too, verbal.
Okay. Once again, you know, we need to know who is not going to be there. NOT being the key and operative word. Not
all the non-supporters. All the non-supporters, that's who's not going to be there.
I heard that.
All the non-supporters, all the people that don't want Flavor News to grow and prosper, those are the people that won't be there. So, like we say, we over here at Flavor News, we all about positivity. And since we on what motivates people, what motivates me is positive people, positive energy, positive thoughts. You know, positive actions, that what motivates L.A. So if it's about positivity, I'm with it 100%.
Well, L.A., let me ask you the same question I asked Flavor.
Mm-hmm.
What is your vision for Flavor and your endeavors?
My vision, it's so funny, verbal, because it's like, Flavor and myself, we were all in this maze that we call life, and for whatever reason, you know, we took turns that put us in the same place, and it was like, you know, we both were struggling at particular points in our lives, and it's like we, you know, it's kind of like it's not about who came upon who was first. It was kind of like she was sitting maybe on a log, and I came along, and, you know, I was tired, and I sat on the log on Saturday, and I started asking questions, and it was just like, wow, the things that you're trying to create is kind of like the same things that I want to get involved with. So it was almost like it was heaven sent, so to speak, to the point where, you know, just all the things that Flavor was, you know, already involved with and creating is like I had certain pieces to add, like a gumbo. You know, I had certain ingredients that she may have not had, but I had those ingredients. So I was just adding to it. And it's just like how things manifested itself so quickly and so smoothly. You know, you can only be like, wow, you know. And it was just like it was unbelievable, and it was like it was effortless. How everything just clicked. Yeah, she say I'm bossy, but it's all in good though. It's all in good. It's not to the point where, you know, I'm a dictator or anything like that. But I'm just, you know, being that I'm a, you know, former military person, you know, I know about structure. I know about, you know, deadlines and, you know, how time is. To the essence and, you know, things of that. So I'm just trying to bring
leadership,
you know, that type of stuff to it, you know, and just try to keep it fine-tuned and keep momentum and everything flowing. So I'm just that type of person. You know, I'm not, you know, she might paint a picture like I'm, you know, a dictator, but nah, I'm not like that. I just keep everything in order, you know, sort of. I just keep the metal sharp, you know. That's what it's all about, keeping the metal sharp. And that's to get back on to what a vision of Flavor, you know, I want us to be the best, period. The best at whatever we do. No second. I want to be the best. You know, I'm not, you know, we're not, you know, sacrificing and selling our souls to be the best. It's going to come natural because we created. And that's one thing you can't contain creativity. Creativity is going to always outshine anything. So just by being creative, and that's what the one thing that drives me and motivates me is just being creative. Just being, you know, when everybody's going right, I'm going left. And I'm going to always think outside the box. And I'm going to surround myself with positive people that's going to bring positive energy to the situation. I'm not the smartest guy, so I'm not necessarily going to say everything that I say is right, but I want people around me that are going to be like, well, let's take this point of view. Like yesterday when we had our little meeting, you know, Michael Blake, I was my little young, you know, my little young protege, you know, brings out, you know, a lot of, you know, bringing ideas. And, you know, we always learn from, you know, from the young, you know, and things of that nature. So I just want to just have us to be the best at what we do. And if we could look ourselves in the mirror at the end of the day and be like, you know, we did it right. We didn't care about what nobody said. We did it our way. And we could go to bed at night with a clear conscience and wake up at the end of the day still with that same hunger and motivation. That's all I can ask for. That's all I want as far as Flavor News. And if we could maintain that and contain that, then everything else going to manifest itself. And we're going to be successful. So,
wow.
So that's,
wow, that was deep, bro. That was, because you said something in there along the lines of that reality cannot contain the imagination, because without the imagination, there will be no reality. That's what I heard you say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if people out there are listening or whatever, but man, you just drive, like we said back in the day. I'm a old school guy, of course. Like we used to say back in the day, you know, that's dropping science. And I'm glad I stopped by, and thank you all once again for having me and allowing me to be on here as long as I've had.
I'm glad that you stopped by too.
I'm glad you did too, Verwin, I would love to meet you one day, my brother. And so you can. And that's one thing about me is that I'm always I'm 35, but man, I'm like a sponge, you know what I'm saying? I love history. I love, just to hear your story, you know. I'm all about, taking it in and learning from those who came before me, and and taking things from certain people, and that's what I'm all about. So, like I say, the outdoors here at the Mosaic Show at Flavor News is always open for verbal skills, and like I say, able to get this platform set up so you could come out here to the Pacific Northwest and not only to see Mount Rainier, but to grace the region with your talents and your wisdom and your knowledge, and give the people and be that messenger, because we want new messengers. We have messengers here in the Pacific Northwest, but we would love to have messengers such as yourself from the East Coast and come up here to the Northwest and, convey your message to the people. So that's
thank you, man. Thank you. For me, that is a heck of a compliment, man. It's a heck of an honor. And see, what you just told me, what you just shared with me, also motivates me. And if I may, along those same lines, can I do a little something real quick?
Oh, sure, of course. Go ahead, spit a piece.
This piece is called The Message. How can I stop looking for paradise when I feel my heart blooming? How can I not be the poet that comes as a stranger, keeping you in the moment? Is there not a soul or thought in turmoil? While the agony of traces of a love that burns in the wailing darkness, an empty majesty disguised as heaven's affirmant, creating a vertigo of disconnect. Can I remind you of a happiness and compassion as a little boy's stomach cries not for his mother, but for something to eat, wondering if this was the path his father envisioned for him while leaving a family he once knew? How can I not be a poet when children like grown-ass adults never learn to be neighbors and slay each other, herded like cattle into the solemn and mass graves, just because their words are not familiar to the thoughts deemed so just? Soon the birds will no longer seem like the beautiful clouds that never fade as governments terrorize the people, causing many to disappear without a hint, just so families can mourn memories of non-existence, whose face shall fade like a fragrance's mellow journey into the nostrils afterthought. How can I not be a poet knowing that when you die in this love, you will be renewed and timeless? An efficacious memory will be your legacy, freeing yourself from the shackles of whoredom. Well, I will look for you among the hedgerows, the darkness of self-gratification, and inside the wailing and gnashing of broken hearts, soothing the inner secrets of elastic rainbows. Lend me your ears before you remember how the blood of your painful love for life stains the wind. The message is clear, and I can be the poet. And that's that piece.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow.
You never know. Unexpected delivery by Verbal Skills, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you. Only here on the Mosaic Show, you get, get the unexpected. So you never know.
You never know, do you?
You never know.
And that's the beauty of it, man. That's the beauty of it. You never know.
When I first introduced that phrase to Flavor, she really didn't, really grasp how, what I meant by it. But now I think she knows when I say it. You never know.
You never know. And that's the beauty of everything, man. You never know what's in live radio. I used to work in live radio from midnight to 6 on several radio stations in the southeast as the Sugar Bear. And you never know what might happen on live radio, man.
Hell no.
Well, you know, when we created the Mosaic Show, you know, just to give you just a quick little history of how the name even came about is, you know, L.A. and I are different ages. You know, we're different ethnic, from different ethnic groups and just
really?
Different walks of life, period. On top of, you know, the artists that we, you know, represent, the artists that we support, you know, are so very diverse. So that's how the name The Mosaic Show came about. And as, you know, I've said and L.A. has said, we don't necessarily fit into a box, you know. And so, you know, we've had some people say, you know, you should come up with a format or you should come up with, you know, certain topics or whatever, you know, and this and that. And I know that, you know, there's so many great, great shows out there, you know, that do that. I think the one thing that L.A. and I kind of like is we just wing it. You know, we go with the flow. We go with, you know, what our heart and soul feels for that moment. And it just kind of allows us to kind of be free-spirited. So we appreciate the fact that you called in and joined us, you know, in conversation. Because a lot of times it's just L.A. and I, you know, talking. But I remember one day Jovan, my friend Jovan Roseborough, said, you know, Flava, I wish we could just do a show where people could hear the conversations that we have. And because Jovan and I have some great, great conversations about life and what we want to do and how we want to support people and da-da-da. So in a sense, that's kind of like what L.A. and I do. When you come to the Mosaic Show, you get to hear kind of like how L.A. and I talk to each other throughout the week. And, you know, we just have these real talks, you know, and you know, we want to hear from the listeners because, you know, our passion is you guys, you know. So when we have these conversations, it's about how can we better, you know, support indie artists, you know, what do they lack, you know, the pluses and minuses and stuff. And we just keep it real because a lot of times, you know, you go to the shows and everybody kind of poo-poos each other, like, you know, and instead of bringing the real talk, you know, and, you know, it gives us also the opportunity, you know, to showcase a variety of talents. But we're so very proud of the fact that we're right here in the Pacific Northwest and we have some amazing talents that nobody's ever heard of. And it gives us that opportunity to not only showcase them, you know, but to showcase, you know, you guys to, you know, those right here in our hometown too, because a lot of the Blog Talk shows are on the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
And stuff. So, you know, it's just like, yeah, well, you know, L.A. and I could just sit here and talk to each other, you know, on the air live. But you know what? We obviously have some form of following because we got a lot of people that come back and listen to our archives. And so with that said, I want to thank all that who have come and listened to us live today and appreciate those that come back and listen to our archives. You know, okay. Just as Verbal Skills has joined us today, we welcome all of you to come in on a Wednesday or a Sunday, you know, and hang out with L.A. and I. This is not just about our thoughts. We want to hear what you think about, too. So, you know, plug our number into your cell phones. That number is 347-857-1189. If you'd like to have your tracks heard here on the Mosaic Show, send us your MP3s and artist bios to themosaicshow206@gmail.com. And we'd love to you know, get you some airplay on our show here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we you know, showcase the talents of such a variety and diverse group of artists.
May I ask a question?
What's
the
that?
Young lady track, Miss Loud. Where can she be reached? Where can I get a copy of that track? That is hot.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And we know she's going to be at your party.
Yes, I was going to say, if you come to my birthday, you know, I think their CD will be out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But you can, they have a website. It's called, if you go to www.blackstacks, and stacks is STAX, music.com. She's a part of a group called Black Stacks. And you can find out more about them there. But they will be releasing a CD in 2010. So.
Well, you please tell them they have just gained a fan. And I'm going
to do.
And if they're on Reverb Nation, I'm definitely going to look them up.
Blackstacks isn't on Reverb. Felicia Loud is on there from an old group that she was a part of. And LaRue, who did the Rise Up, he's on Reverb Nation under LaRue 206.
Wow.
So, we'll work on getting Blackstacks on Reverb Nation too.
Yeah. But yeah.
Wow.
Verb, have you sent anything? Do we have any of Verb?
No, he hasn't sent any.
No, I haven't. But I did post it on my blog at Flavor News, and I will take care of
and
that.
If you go to flavornews.mean.com and you click on there, that voice that you hear when you click on there is Verbal Skills.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it doesn't scare you. You know, my voice is kind of whatever it is, but it's the voice I have, and I thank God for it because people do like it. But, yeah, I have a couple pieces on my website at my blog on Flavor News, and it's on Ning.com Flavor News, and just hit Verbal Skills, you'll see me.
And you have that. You have like that narrative voice. You ever done any talk over narrative type of things in the?
Oh
in the
yeah, man! I used to do a lot of that when you know, in the school play. You know, when you're in high school and everything, they have the guy and says, "Now he turns around and slowly looks at her."
I say, he has that voice like that narrative. Be the narrative, you know, that type of voice. Yeah, I was like, let me ask.
You should hear when I do some Edgar Allan Poe, man. I had to do that in college one time, right? Read some, what was that beautiful story? The Telltale Heart.
Okay,
it's a beautiful story. It's about this guy, he goes off because the guy he lives with has this really messed up eye and it messes with his mind, so he kills him, right? But the thing about it, he tips into this old man's room each night and slowly inch closer, and then he'll leave. So finally he commits the deed and the police come, and he couldn't stand it because he was going to get away from it. You know, he was going to get away with the crime because he put the body underneath the floor, ripped up the cupboards, the floorboards, put them back under, right? But as he was talking to the police, he could hear the heartbeat of the dead man, and nobody else could hear it, and he was going crazy in his mind. It's a wonderful story. Edgar Allan Poe, The Telltale Heart. I had to do that in college.
Okay.
And people was like, "You're crazy, man. You had that voice." I was scared. I have nightmares. I said, wow.
I am at Verbal Skills. Was it on Soul City Radio? What show did I meet you on and you were being interviewed?
Oh, yes. That was on Soul City Radio with Dwayne Austin.
Yeah. And he was being interviewed on there, and, you know, I was just so impressed. He was talking about his book, and, you know, he did a variety of pieces, and so I had to call in. And,
too.
I'm so glad that I met you that way. And Soul City Radio is our sister station. We share a lot of, you know, artists and tracks and stuff back and forth with Dwayne, and so we definitely want to give a shout out to Soul City Radio, who has a variety of shows on BTR under Soul City Radio, and, you know, check out their website at www.soulcityradio.com. So I'm so glad that, you know, Dwayne had you on that evening so that I could come by and, you know, get introduced to you. And then, you know, from there,
you actually joined my main page. Yes,
cool.
I did. I was impressed by your questions. You were very forthcoming with some information that you wanted. You reminded me of the lady that be at the White House always asking the president those real interesting questions. I can't remember her name, but, you know, she's an older lady. And she said, "Mr. President, why is it that you did that?"
I deal with a lot of artists, you know, and poets and stuff like that. And so, you know, I mean, I kind of like to know, you know, where people's mindset and thinking comes from when they either do pieces, you know, or put together a book, and, you know, what their targets are and all of that. So I was just really impressed with you and your interview and stuff. So I'm glad that I called in. It all came together. And look, now you're on the Mosaic Show with Flava in L.A.
That's right. And this is the first time. You never know. This is the first time I met L.A. Talked to him, in fact, and it's been a wonderful and delightful experience. And
thank you, man. I'm honored.
I'm just honored to be on here as long as I had. Ugh. It's time for some more coffee, as you can see.
Flavor. I need to give Verbal one more Black Stacks cut before we go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, please do, man.
I'm looking out for you, baby. I'm looking out for you.
Yeah, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it, man.
So one more before we say goodbye to Verbal Skills, but this one here is called Night By, and I think this one here is kind of catered to the kids that might be just lost out there in the world. So without further ado, this is Night by Black Stacks. Hope you enjoy.
Destroyed another one. Has anyone seen our babies
That was Night Vibe by Black Stacks and the sophisticated Miss Felicia Lau with J.C. Cage on the vocal.
Wow.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. 2010, Black Stacks will be dropping that LP. So I'm telling you, it's going to be good food. So if you're hungry and you need it, it's going to be there for you to devour. So just letting y'all know. Just be on the lookout. I'm telling you.
Wow. You know what I liked about that? I could hear that oriental influence in it and that drum, you know, the little drum fill in there. Man, that's hot, man. They sound like they're a group on the rise, for really.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's the thing that we at Flavor News is trying to show people is that we have gems up here. It's not the Emerald City for nothing. And like I tell people, it's more than just Starbucks and Microsoft. We have some jewels up here that we trying to, you know, not necessarily polish, but definitely just trying to show people what it is that what we have up here. And Black Stacks is that group that's gonna tear down some barriers. I'm just saying
no
it
doubt.
Right now. They're gonna tear down some barriers, and they're gonna show and. I'm just so proud just to be involved and just to know these people, just to be affiliated with them, and just knowing that those tones and that energy and the music that they're providing is what is needed now. It's now time, as we call it, and this is what is needed now for the kids, for the people who might be stuck in a rut that need some motivation or whatnot, that needs to hear positive music. And not just, like you say, chicken noodle soup and all that type of foolishness. That needs that they need this right now, and this is what's needed. And I'm so proud to be involved, and I'm going to do my damnedest to get it out there to the people, because this is what we need in the communities and to in everything. So that was my soapbox moment for the day, Flavor. You know, I always have one soapbox moment. I always have one soapbox moment in the show, so that was it. And
can I play another song for you, Verbal, of another artist out of the Pacific Northwest?
Please do. I'm very delighted and honored, and I thank you once again, because I know it won't be time for y'all to come back. Thank you, Flavor. Thank you, L.A., for allowing me to have this time with y'all, and it's been definitely fun. I enjoyed it more so than anything, a learning experience.
And
once again,
anytime.
I thank you.
Come back anytime.
Definitely. But we'll be able to say a few things after this song, but I just want to give you a different taste, a little bit different flavor that's coming out of the Pacific Northwest. This young lady, she is on the rise. She's starting to do some big things, and performing across the United States and actually across the globe. This is Seattle's very own Chocolate and her piece called Grown Folks. Seattle's very own Chocolate. What'd you think of that verbal?
Wow. See, you know what? A song like that going to make me get a significant other. That is sizzling hot.
Looky now.
Ooh. You got to be grown to listen to that.
Gotta be.
Wow.
Flavor, 30 seconds. Take us home, Flavor. Take us home.
Well, I thank everybody for tuning in live today, and for those of you that come back and check out the archives, we want to thank Mr. Verbal Skills for calling in and sharing this time with LA and I on the Mosaic Show today. And Verbal Skills, you know, give a shout out of. You know, where we can find more about you, your book, and all that information.
My Clouds Have Wings is on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. Thank you once again. I'm at Facebook, Rick Harris. I'm on the New Word Order, Verbal Skills. Just Google me. I'll come up somewhere. I might even knock on your door. Thank you all so much for having me.
We're gonna get Verbal Skills out here for my 50th birthday somehow. But just again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to have your tracks heard on the Mosaic Show, send us your MP3s and artist bios to themosaicshow206@gmail.com. Check out and stay up on all the new happenings with Flavor News at www.flavornews.com. You are also welcome to come check out and join our social network at www.flavornews.ning.com, and stay tuned. We'll be back with you on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a great week.
Good night.